It is Friday, February 10th.
February 10th.
2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Beckett-Martin. She's the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Now, see, I know what day today is, but I only know what one day a week is because I mark everything by Friday.
Because Friday's a big day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
And I get to talk about something that I really love to talk about tonight. Do you want to guess what?
I'm going to guess.
Theater?
Theater.
Oh, I was hoping somebody'd guess wrestling. Okay. But it is theater.
Close.
Yes.
In Rogers, audiences can step back into the 1960s with the RLT adaptation of the Broadway musical Hairspray, a show I am ashamed to admit I have never seen.
Have you seen
any of the incarnations, the John Waters film that started it all?
No. I am without clue. I know the story revolves around a plus-size character who loves to dance, and she wins a spot on a local TV dance program in the 60s.
You're familiar with American Bandstand?
Yes.
Okay. It's a bandstand-like program, but instead of being in Philadelphia, it's set in Baltimore.
And I assume she becomes a dance sensation?
She does. Well, yes, she does.
Okay. All I know is that Ed McClure, who's directing the musical, says it's really not only about accepting others, but about accepting yourself. And the show's full of singing and dancing, 20 numbers, give or take one or two. Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of new, young, enthusiastic actors. Showtimes are 8 o'clock today and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again through next weekend. You should take note that there is a Valentine's Day performance on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Regular tickets are $10 to $45, one with food, one without. Tuesday night's $140 a couple and comes with a photo and flowers and libations and all sorts of things. So you can find out more at 631-8988.
Okay.
If Broadway's missing a musical, the city of New York is missing an actor, a director, and a playwright.
Yeah, they are.
They're all here for Theater Squared's Tigers Be Still, which is by playwright Kim Rosenstock, who's in town, director Portia Krieger, who's in town, and actor Lauren Blumenfeld, who is, of course, in town.
Right.
It's grand opening weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting. All three women are staples of the New York theater scene. And they've all ended up here putting together a play that Krieger calls quirky and funny and very female. But Blumenfeld also hastens to say that it's not just appealing to women or to audiences the age of her character, a young woman who has recently earned a master's degree and expects to master adulthood, but it's not going so well.
Right.
As it did for so many of us. The show opens at 7:30 today. There are shows 2 and 7:30 tomorrow and 2 and 7 Sunday, 7:30 Thursday, and through March 4th at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Tickets are $22 to $28 with a special $10 ticket for 30 patrons under 30, which I expect there will be many of at this show. Tickets at 443-5600, and Kim Rosenstock speaks at 4:30 Saturday at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Tomorrow afternoon, yes.
And this is the last weekend for the Art Center of the Ozarks classic thriller, Dial M for Murder. That's at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night. And tickets are $10 to $20.
You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Oh, yeah. And I love Kim Furman, who's playing the lead. So it should be a lot of fun. Of course, this weekend also means gearing up for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And What's Up reporter Kevin Kinder has a raft of suggestions in today's What's Up, from a concert by the Singing Men of Arkansas at 7:30 tonight at Breedlove Auditorium in Fort Smith, to Sweethearts Weekend tomorrow and Sunday at Hobbs State Park Conservation Area, to the Chocolate Lovers Festival tomorrow in Eureka Springs, to an event, I forget what it is, that tickets, it's an anti-Valentine's Day event. So tickets are like $10 single and $5,000 a couple.
Right.
You can find out more about all of that at NWAOnline.com/what's up. And if you're looking for a family event this weekend, at 11 o'clock tomorrow, Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge in Eureka Springs opens a new natural habitat.
The idea here is that some of the big cats they've rescued have perhaps, depending on the situation, never really felt real ground under their paws.
Right.
And so they, as they can, That's they open sad. Up these, yeah, it is sad, these habitats. And so the tigers and lions and pumas and ocelots can go out. And
well, the three that are going to share this one are a lion and two tigers. Brody the lion was rescued from a situation where he was being raised with 4 or 5 children under the age of 14.
Oh, not good.
And the tiger, Ziggy and Tigger G, were rescued from a farm in Missouri that had been, the town had taken over the farm and they couldn't stay.
Yeah.
And then shortly after they came, Tigger G gave them a little present, two kittens.
Aww.
So it'll be nice for them to go out and play. They say arrive early because it's a little bit of about a half a mile walk to the habitat. So get there about 10:30. An all-day ticket is $15 for adults and $10 for children ages 3 to 12.
Okay. Also, one more thing. Tomorrow night in Harrison at the Lyric Theater, Still on the Hill and Three Penny Acre.
Oh, that's right.
Playing together.
That's right.
So
that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Take your sweetheart somewhere. I'm trying to keep you guys out of trouble.
I'm taking mine to Harrison.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.